Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Sanhedrin Yotes, Sanhedrin 19a, pagination is 37, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 10 lines. In the middle of the line, Melech lo don, quoting from the Mishnah, a king may not be a judge, and we do not judge him. Amar Rav Yosef says, Lo shanu al malcha Yisrael. This only applied to kings of the Jewish people, meaning the Jewish kingdom, the non-Davidic dynasty. Avo malcha beis David, but kings of the house of David, don v'donin oso. They get judged, and they can judge. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Beis David ko amar Hashem, dina laboka mishpat, they are able to judge, ve'ilo daininon lei, inhu hechi daini, and if they weren't able to be judged, how could they possibly judge? Ve'aksiv, hiskoshish ve'koshu, ve'amar Reish Lakish, kishot atzmucha, ve'achakach kishot acherim, based on a Pasuk in Sefanya, the concept that you have to adorn yourself, fix yourself before you could fix others. Do as I do, not merely as I preach. And therefore, the kings of David have both. They're judged and they judge. But Malchei Yisrael is what our Mishnah was referring to, that they're not included. Ela Malchei Yisrael, my time alone. So indeed, why can't we judge the kings of the Israelite kingdom? Mishamaisa Shahaya, because of a story. The Avde Diyanai Malka Kotal Nafsha. The slave of Yanai, the king, killed a person. And the Marsha makes reference to Josephus and says that this slave that killed was Hurdus, Herod, who would later become king. Omaluhu Shimon ben Shatach lechachamim. Shimon ben Shatach said to the sages, "Tenu einechem bo, go, pay attention to this. The slave of the king killed. Unadoneinu, we have to judge the case. Shochule, so they sent a message to the king. Avdach kotal nafsha, your slave has killed. Shadre luhu." So Yanai sent the slave, Shochule, they sent the message, to Ant Nami Lahacha, you have to also come. As the Pasuk says, V'huad biv'olav, in the presence of the owner, shall the property be judged. Asa v'yosev, so Yanai came and he was sitting. Amale Shimon ben Shatach says, Yanai HaMelech, King Yanai, Amoda raglecha, you have to stand up, via idubach, so that the testimony should be said. Velo lefoneinu ata omid, and believe me, you're not standing for our honor, I'm not asking you to stand because of me. Ale lefnei misha amavaya ha'olam ata omid, you're standing because Hashem is present over here at the time of the judgment. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'amdu shnei hu anoshim ashalohem hariv. The Pasuk in Devarim Yudtes, Yud Zayin, the two people who have the argument shall be standing, and the Pasuk continues, even though the Gemara doesn't quote it, because it's self-understood, the end of the Pasuk is, Lifnei Hashem, that they're standing in front of Hashem. And Shimon ben Shatach says, in front of Hashem, even the king has to stand. Amalo, King Yanai responded, Lo kishatomarato, I'm not doing what you tell me to do. I'm only going to do it if your colleagues also say that I have to stand. He wants consensus here, otherwise he's not standing. Nifne li mino. So Shimon ben Shatach turned to his right, if they're going to agree with him to enforce this, that the king has to stand. Kavshu p'neim b'karka. they put their faces to the ground. They were afraid of the king, and they didn't want to agree to Shimon ben Shatach, even though apparently in halacha they agreed that the king should be standing. Nifna l'smolo, he turned to his left, v'kavsha p'neim b'karka, and they also put their heads, they hid them in the ground. Again, even though apparently they agreed with Shimon ben Shatach, but they didn't want to stand their ground to the king. Amar lehen Shimon ben Shatach, Shimon ben Shatach said, Balei machshavos atem, you're having all kinds of calculations. Yavo ba'al machshavos v'yiframikem, the one who owns people's plans, calculations, who understands all that, he should come and take judgment from you. Miyad ba'gavriyo v'chavtan b'karka umesu, and he threw them to the ground and they died. V'osasha amru, at that time they made a decision. Melech lo don v'lo donin osau, a king, we don't judge him. He doesn't judge and we don't judge him. Lo meyid v'lo me'idim osau, he doesn't say testimony, we don't say testimony about him. A king who's not from the house of David, we don't get involved in judgments with him, because there could be dire ramifications. Now, you'll notice in this particular story, it's not that Yanai went ahead and killed the people on this Bezdin, but the threat of dealing with Yanai, who did, he was a person who killed people, the threat was so great, they actually died because Shimon ben Shatach said this is serious, but the upshot of the event was that they made a decision, only Malchut Beis David are we willing to go through with a court case and not these other kings. Now Tosfos, which is starting on Amud Aleph, raises a very important question from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed, that Bezdin is allowed, as long as they're equitable between the two litigants, Bezdin is allowed to have people sit. And the Shita that's brought from Rabbi Yehuda is that they're allowed to let him sit. And not only that, but Tosfos also raises the topic that the standing is by the Gemara din, when the din is being finished, or is it also by the Kabbalas Eidos at the time that the testimony is being said, which is the story of Shimon ben Shatach over here. And there's a lot to explore. It would seem that there was room for them to accommodate the apparent needs of Yanai HaMelech, and there was room for the Beis Din to argue with Shimon ben Shatach. There are other shitas on this topic, whether it is indeed absolutely necessary for the Baalei Din to stand, and particularly by the Kabbalas Eidos, by the start of the court case. Just to put things in perspective, in Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin, which is a little bit unfair to jump straight to Shulchan Aruch in such a story that we're talking about Shimon ben Shatach, but if we jump to Shulchan Aruch to gain perspective, in Simen Yud Zayin of Choshen Mishpat, Se'if Aleph, we're told that it's particularly by Sh'as Gemar Din, Shneyem Ba'amida Lechatchila, by Gemar Din, they should be standing, preferably. But if there are other mitigating circumstances, who knows what the psak would be? And it would seem that from the other shitas, Shimon ben Shatach might have had a lot more room. Just once we're on the topic of Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Kivar Noago Kol Batei Dinei Yisrael, La'achar HaTalmud, from the time after Gemara, Moshivim Ba'alei Dinim, we have the litigants sit, kidei lahasir hamachlokes, to limit argument, because we're not doing the judgment according to absolute judgment. And like this, things are lightened a little bit, and that's what works according to Shulchan Aruch. Indeed, Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Lamed asks this question regarding Shimon ben Shatach's position, and says, apparently Shimon ben Shatach did not hold like this lenient viewpoint of Rabbi Yehuda, that they're allowed to have them sit. Which gives us a fascinating window into the world of halacha. The other judges on the court could have argued on Shimon ben Shatach. There's room within Torah to have another shita here. But Shimon ben Shatach turned to them, and they weren't willing to enforce it, and perhaps that's the reason that Shimon ben Shatach used these interesting words. The one who's Baal Machshavos, like we say in the Ani Mamins, that Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows what people are thinking. V'yifra mekem, he should extract judgment. In other words, if you're arguing on me because you disagree in the sugya, so then a Sanhedrin has to deal with it. They have to vote. They have to paskin. Shimon ben Shatach might be the Av Bezdin, but it's not a one-man show. But if you agree with me that this case, either halachically or the proper thing to do with Yanai HaMelech is to establish the halacha according to the lechatchila and not rely on bidyeveds, whatever it is, but if you agree with me that that's the psak by Kabbalah Seidus, that he must stand, and you're only shying away because you're afraid of Yanai HaMelech, then Yifra Mikem, Hashem should extract judgment from you. And the window into halacha is that the psak could indeed be different between different batei dinim and in different generations. But the halacha upholds whatever the psak is from that bezdin. And this bezdin, apparently the psak really was that Yanai should stand. And they weren't willing to enforce it because they were afraid of him. And that's what Shimon ben Shatach says, Yava Baal Machshavos, the one who knows what your real thought intent over here is. If you really agree with me that he has to stand, and you're only not doing it because you're afraid of him, then the halacha by a judge is Lo Saguru Mipneyish, you're not allowed to be afraid of anyone. A judge is not allowed to be afraid. And that's this rule that resulted that we will not have a court case with a king unless he's from the Davidic dynasty, in which case the rules are different. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.